Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220. And I'm just glad to be able to be with you on this absolutely gorgeous Friday afternoon. It's hard to believe that I'm still in northeastern Ohio. We've had two Fridays in a row that have been just stupendous. And we were in a series of Fridays there for a while where it seemed like every day when I drove, or every Friday when I drove up to the radio station, being buffeted about by the wind and rain and cold and everything like that. But I'm just glad and thankful that we have such a gorgeous day right now. Of course, the downside of it is I think I'm going to have to mow my grass here now before too long. It's starting to grow, I noticed. And it's spring is one of my favorite times of the year, you know, and I just... I think I may have mentioned this previously. I like the fact that spring and Easter are in the same time of the year, because spring is so reminiscent of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And of course, last Sunday was Easter Sunday, or celebration of the resurrection of Christ. Of course, if you're following the Orthodox calendar, this coming Sunday would be the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus rose again, and we serve a risen Savior. I'm so thankful for that. I hope you had a wonderful time last week celebrating the resurrection of Christ. Well, we are going to get into something here today because, you know, we know that Christ went to the cross and he died and he shed his blood and he rose victorious over sin and death to purchase our salvation. And we put our faith in Christ, and we certainly encourage people to put their faith in Christ. We need to be saved, and that, of course, is necessary for our eternal destiny, heaven or hell, depending on what you do with the risen Savior. But when you do trust Christ as your Savior, God does not expect us just to sit around and make daisy chains and sing kumbaya until he calls us to be with him. He keeps us in the world to accomplish things. He keeps us in the world to make a difference. We're to be salt and light in the world, the Bible says. And with that in mind, I want to talk about something on today's program. We have a special guest, Chris Long, who's president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. He's been with us before, and Chris is going to be giving us some information that is vital. It's vital for Christians. You need to know this, and you need to share this information. If you value the lives of the unborn children here in Ohio, you need to listen to what Chris is going to be talking about today. And Chris Long, I believe you're there.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Al. Good to be with you today.
Well, good afternoon, and I hope you had a wonderful Easter. I saw some pictures of you with your grandkids.
So. Yeah. Yes, it's always a joy to be with the grandchildren, get the family together, and to worship the risen Lord. And so, you know, each year we bring the kids in, and we actually measure them on the wall in our kitchen. And, you know, they all grew up by 4 inches just in that one year.
Wow. It's amazing when you watch how fast kids grow. Our granddaughter was over on Easter as well, and I was looking at her standing there thinking, wow, how much she's grown. I didn't check her height, but it's just amazing seeing how fast kids grow. And you remember more and more what people always said, to treasure these moments because they won't last long.
Well, that's right. You know, have Sister Kim put her against the wall, get a marker out and measure her, and then, some months on, do it again. It's a lot of fun. And
yeah.
When we see their little marks and their names on the wall, we're reminded to pray for our grandchildren as well.
That's a very good point. And of course, you know, what we're talking about today on the radio, talking about the threat to unborn children in Ohio, it really, if people love their children, love their grandchildren, they ought to be concerned about this, shouldn't they, Chris?
Oh, absolutely, Pastor Al. You know, the spirit of Herod is in the world today. You know, when the Magi came to Bethlehem, and actually the news got to Herod in Jerusalem that the Magi had come to seek out the child that was born, for a king was born in Israel. They saw the sign in the heaven. Herod, in his zealousness, his envy and his strife to be the only king, he sought out the child to destroy it. And, of course, when he heard it was in Bethlehem by the prophets, he ordered that all children 2 years of age and younger should be destroyed, all male children in the city of Bethlehem. And it was carried out, unfortunately, by the soldiers, and thus became the prophecy of Jeremiah, lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, but would not be comforted because they were not. Well, we have in our land right now the same spirit of death on the children, of the unborn children in the womb. And how many people have realized and that said, well, this pregnancy isn't coming at a good time, and, you know, this isn't what I had planned, but yet the child in the womb is such the blessing of God. And so how many stories of those who have kept their children and thank God I did not make that terrible decision of abortion. Well, if the pro-abortion groups have their way, they're going to have a ballot initiative on the ballot in November. They're going to fool the people of Ohio and put it into our Constitution that would legalize abortion to the ninth month and wipe out all of the pro-life legislation we have passed over the last three decades. That includes the ban on partial birth abortion, parental notification laws in this state. Also, the 20-week abortion ban would all be wiped out, including Ohio's heartbeat law. All the gains that we made to protect life would all be wiped out if this ballot initiative was to pass in November, and it would be a constitutional amendment. So there's a lot of activity at the Ohio State House. This next week, people are going to hear in the news of a discharge petition. We're in favor of that. We're supporting that. It's on our website. The information to call your state representative and urge them to sign the discharge petition. Well, what will that do? Well, that will take the bill out of committee directly to the state house floor for an up or down vote. And it needs 50 signatures. And as of today, it has 29 or 30 signatures. So we have about 20, 21 signatures to go. They think they have about 40. They're coming back on Monday, Tuesday. But call your state representative. In fact, you can see it on our Facebook page. We took a picture this morning. One of our volunteers took a picture of the petition this morning down at the State House Clerk's office. And you can see the 29 signatures there listed. If your state representative is not there, call them, urge them to support the discharge petition that would bring the 60% threshold out on the floor. And this would protect our state constitution from currently anything that's 50% passage. It's into our state constitution, not just passing a law, Pastor. It's mm-hmm. in our state constitution. And this was adopted about in 1912 by a progressive movement at the time in about 26 states. And this is a way to meddle in our state constitution. You know, the federal constitution, our state constitutions, are not to be altered just on a whim. It's supposed to be two-thirds majority. So this raises it at least to 60% passage before it could be adopted into law and, of course, into our state constitution. So this is the resolution to raise the constitutional amendment process to 60%. It's a discharge petition. We're asking people to ask their state representatives to sign that discharge petition. It could go directly to the floor because time is running out. What am I talking about? Well, by May 5th, if we don't get this done by May 5th, and as well as a special election for August, then we will not be able to prevent them in November. They'll have a simple majority, and then, folks, it could be even decades before we're able to change or alter what's in the state constitution and to fight back for the pro-life cause. So yeah, this is a titan battle for the cause of life, Pastor, like none other I've seen in my over 20 years of public policy at the Ohio State House.
Well, Chris Long, this is why I wanted to have you on the radio today, because when we look at this, and like you said, time is of the essence here. This is not something that people should put off and say, well, you know, it's Friday, the weekend's coming, I'll just wait till next week. People need to go and look at this now at your website, ohioca.org, and find out about their House Representative, Ohio House Representative, if they've signed it or not, and encourage them to do so, urge them to do so. This resolution, it's House Joint Resolution 1, as you said, is going to change the way that we amend the Ohio Constitution, and currently it's just a very simple majority, 50% of the vote plus one, which means that 50% plus one more voter would make the difference. And as you said, abortion would be enshrined in the Ohio Constitution. And here we are. We're supposed to be a red state. We've passed some tremendous pro-life laws over the last couple of decades, several decades. And we have seen tremendous strides. And last year, everybody was excited because the Dobbs decision came down from the U.S. Supreme Court and overturning Roe. And everybody was excited. Roe was defeated and is a great victory for pro-life. But I know you were saying this, and I was saying this, many others were saying, the battle has just begun now because it's going to go to the states. And we're seeing this here in Ohio. And as you've pointed out previously, this is not just Ohio that's looking at this. The nation is watching our state, aren't they?
They really are. So let's go. Let's take a look to our friends to the north in Michigan. They unfortunately had this happen to them last November. They were really not prepared for what the Planned Parenthood abortion activists were going to do in their state. And they hurriedly put together a constitutional amendment signature campaign right after June's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, overturning Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, and then pretty quickly in the state of Michigan, Planned Parenthood abortion activists started circulating petitions to get on the ballot for a constitutional amendment, and unfortunately, folks, it passed. They poured millions of dollars into Michigan. They ran ads that fooled the people, and it is abortion to the ninth month. Pastor, polls have shown over the last couple of decades, people are not in favor of that. What in the world happened in Michigan? So people were asleep at the switch, awake. Folks, that you are listening right now to Live with Pastor Al, you need to wake up. You need to take action. You need to do something. You say, well, my call doesn't mean it. Listen to me. Every single call really is, I'm telling you, it makes a difference at the State House. So what do you do? Well, you go to the Ohio Christian Alliance website and just search that Ohio Christian Alliance. And right there at the top of the page, you can see the call to action. It's a blinking breaking news. And so on that, you'll see a green banner down below. Click here to see a list of state representatives, or even click here to find your state representative. So when you put your address in, your zip code, your state representative will come up. Call that number, or you can email them and tell them you want them to sign the discharge petition on HJR1, the constitutional amendment increase resolution. They know what it is. They're getting a lot of calls at the State House. That's the good news, Pastor. Mm-hmm. I was on a conference call this morning. They're getting a lot of calls, a lot of emails. So, folks, let's inundate them with them, because we need 20 more signatures to that discharge petition to get it out on the floor.
Now, when we're talking about up in Michigan and it passing up there, do you happen to know what the percent was that it passed by there?
I think it was 56% that it passed by. And again, our folks, something like 56 to 43, they just weren't ready, Pastor. Mm-hmm. They just were not. They didn't even know what to do. They were outgunned on every level. They were outspent, I think, 2-1. So millions of dollars poured in campaign ads. And unfortunately, the folks there, it's in their constitution. It's a very bad thing. We don't want that happening here in Ohio. And folks, I can tell you, as the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance, who has spent several decades working on this issue, that we are adamantly pro-life, I commit to you, we're going to be in this fight. We're going to get the pastors involved, the churches involved, but you can help. And you can help by getting your pastor involved, spreading the word at your church. We are going to have bulletin inserts. We're going to have several of them, a variety of them, over the coming months. that you can download, print, and then share to your congregants in your church. Pastor Al is going to be involved. He's a board member of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Thank you, Pastor, for having me on your program today. I really appreciate it, because this is how we're getting the word out. And then, of course, if you're on Facebook, go to the Ohio Christian Alliance page and just click like, or you'd like to be a member. We'll add you on. It's kind of a membership page. It's not a like page. It's a membership page. But that way, when we're posting something up, you get an alert, and then that way you know what's happening in Columbus. That's one easy way to do it. You can also go to our website, Ohio Christian Alliance, sign up to be on our email list, and we'll put you on that. We send out an email about once, maybe twice a week, and give you alerts that way that can help you to stay on top of what's happening in Columbus and in Washington on these pro-life issues. We'll be engaged in this, and we're going to fight this battle. You know, Pastor, I think if the church really shows up, I think we can win the day. I think we can win this battle, but it's going to take everybody getting involved.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and it's going to take a lot of prayer. So it'll take a lot of prayer because you know, we need to pray that Christians wake up. We need to pray that pastors see the urgency, and we just need to pray that the you know, you talked about the spirit of Herod that's in the world. We need to pray that that's defeated. And when we look at it, you know, Paul said we're in a spiritual battle and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I think we're seeing evidence of this. I was going to ask you, we see this, you know, the resolution to change the amendment procedure of the Constitution to 60% here in Ohio, and certainly the need to get that out. I understand there's also a court challenge against the abortion amendment.
Well, that's right. It's called a mandamus action. It's actually filed with the Ohio Supreme Court, and that link is on our website as well. You can follow the case. There's actually two court cases, one for Ohio's heartbeat law, which did go into effect for about 4 months, and folks, it was saving lives last summer. Right after Roe was overturned in the Dobbs decision, State Attorney General Dave Yost, to his credit, filed with the federal court for the injunction to be lifted on the heartbeat law of Ohio that had been under injunction for about a year and a half after it was signed into law by Governor DeWine. And it went into effect. And I tell you, it was saving babies' lives in this state, in Cleveland, in Columbus, in Cincinnati. And then a municipal court, again, that was all new to us because, remember, under Roe v. Wade, you have to file in federal court. Well, now after the overturning of Roe, sends it back to the states. Now, state courts and municipal courts got involved. The Planned Parenthood and abortion activists filed a case in Cincinnati, Hamilton County. And then that's the one that has been appealed to the state Supreme Court. State Attorney General Dave Yost is defending the heartbeat law. That case is pending. That case you can follow on our website. It's called Ohio's Heartbeat Law at the state Supreme Court link. You can click on that. It's right at the top. Then besides that is the mandamus writ ballot language challenge. Now, what are we talking about? Well, so when the abortion interest, Planned Parenthood and the abortion interest started their signature campaign, they had to get approval by the Attorney General. He did approve their language for the ballot. Then it went to what's called the ballot board. That's chaired by Secretary of State Frank LaRose and a few Republicans, a few Democrats, and they review the ballot language, and their job is simply this, to determine whether it is multi-subject or single subject. So if it's multi-subject, then it would have to be issues one and two or something like that or more.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen that in the past when we've had to vote like on two issues of the same similar issue, but it's divided into two. Well, they determined that it was a single subject. Well, I disagree with that, and a lot of Ohioans did, and there was a lawsuit filed out of Hamilton County with Cincinnati Right to Life, and they filed with their attorney a mandamus writ ballot language challenge, and that's on our website. That case is pending before the Ohio Supreme Court. What shall the court do? Well, the court may determine that the mandamus action complaint is saying, yes, that's right, there's multi-subject here, send it back to the ballot board. The ballot board would have to divide the language in at least into two parts. Then they would have to have review of that language back to the state attorney general. That group is circulating petitions right now. We estimate there are about 40,000 signatures that they've gathered so far. They would lose all those signatures, which would be great. because they'd have to start over again because it would be two-part petitions and send it back to the state attorney general. He would have to approve their draft language again, and then they would be approved to start circulating again. But now it would be two petitions, as like would be issue one and two if they get enough signatures and go on the ballot. So all of this is playing out. Everybody's fighting as much as we can, folks, for the cause of life and of the innocent unborn. This is God's desire, and you are not to be on the sideline. You're listening to this program right now. I'm telling you, you're responsible. You're responsible to get involved. You can't say, well, that's not my concern. Yes, it is. The unborn, the innocent life of these children, it's all of our concern, and we need to be involved. And we need to pray. As Pastor Al said, that is where most of the victory is going to be, and I do encourage you to pray. But I also encourage you to act. Pick up the phone, call your state representative, urge them to sign the discharge petition. Let's get things going in Columbus, and then we'll give you updates on this program as well in our program, News in Focus, which is heard each week at 7 p.m. On the same station, News in Focus. But anyways, Pastor, that's pretty much it. We should hear something out of Columbus next week, but really the next 15 days up until May 5th, so a couple of things really need to happen. This mandamus, so first of all, the legislature has to approve the 60% threshold. They have to approve an August special election, both chambers. It doesn't have to go to the governor for signing. Both chambers have to do it. But you need 60 votes in the House for the 60% threshold to be placed on an August special election ballot. If that doesn't happen, then we're staring down the barrel of a simple majority up or down vote in November. And it's all hands on deck to oppose it and try to drive them below 50% to save our pro-life laws.
Well, Chris Long, it's been good having you on. We're coming down to the last couple of minutes on the program. You had mentioned your program, News in Focus, which is also here on this station. If you could give that time and date again, and I want to recommend people tune in if they go online to Ohio Christian Alliance's website and listen to the program that you did with Representative Scott Wiggum talking about these issues. I think it would be a real help and blessing to people. But what is the date and time again?
Yes, News in Focus is heard at 7 p.m. Tuesday evenings, also Wednesdays at 1:30, and Saturdays at 5 p.m. each week here on WHKW 1220 AM. Thank you, Pastor Al.
All right. Encourage people to go and look for the program on the discharge petition on HDR 1, Constitutional Amendment with State Representative Scott Wiggum. You have a lot of good information there in that program. And after, that's the first half hour. And then after that, aren't you talking about the court mandamus case as well?
That's right. That link is on our website of the broadcast we just had this week. And so you'll hear from Attorney Kurt Hartman and his view on the mandamus action court case. So a lot of great information.
And I think it would be helpful. And really, it's this week that that our state representatives need to sign this discharge petition in order to get things through by May 5th, right?
That's right. So if you're in Medina County, Sharon Ray, State Representative Sharon Ray, has not signed the discharge petition. So she needs to get calls from your state representatives. I also think some other representatives in our area, Gail Pavlica in Portage County in the Kent area, she has not signed the discharge petition. So you want to definitely call these state representatives and urge them to sign the discharge petition, as well as Mr. Patton right there,
yes,
in Cleveland.
In Cuyahoga County. And certainly encourage my representative, Bill Romer, to sign the petition as well, discharge petition. Well, Chris Long, Ohio Christian Alliance, I want to thank you for being on with us today. Encourage people to go to Ohio Christian Alliance's webpage at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. And Chris, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you again as things progress on this. And again, if you're listening today and you feel overwhelmed, don't be overwhelmed. God is there. You can pray, and He wants to hear from you, and He'll direct you so that you can be the salt and light in the world around you that He wants you to be. We're here today for a reason, and we weren't born 100 years ago. God put us here in the here and now for His purposes. God bless. Thanks for listening. Join us next time. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.